Hello. Today I'm going to be talking about habits that will increase productivity. We all want to be productive and effective in bringing about the desired results in all of the various areas of our lives. Today I'm sharing four habits that will increase productivity as it relates to income producing work. Whether you're working from home or working outside of the home, I've done both. These habits have helped me the most as I juggled life and work. Number one, the habit of planning. Planning is key. Although I plan like crazy, 3 years, 1 year, 3 months, 1 month, 1 month. Today I'm focused on how I plan my weeks and days in regards to work. Basically, what I do is a brain dump of everything that I need to do for the upcoming week. I usually do this on Fridays. I'm a paper person, so I take a piece of blank paper and write down everything that I want to accomplish the upcoming week. Now, it's very rare that everything on my big list actually gets put on my work calendar. Everything isn't equally important, so I ask myself the following questions: What do I absolutely need to do myself? What can I delegate to someone else? And what can I delay, or in other words, schedule for a later date? I recently added this question after being introduced to Rory Vaden's book, Procrastinate on Purpose: 5 Permissions to Multiply Your Time. Great book. And the last question I ask is, what can I dump? What can you completely take off of your list? Next, I take out my calendar and I write down which day of the week I will do each of the things on my shortened list. Lastly, at the end of each workday, I write out my to-dos for the next day in order of priority. Each day usually has 1 to 3 must-dos, and I keep a running list of maybes just in case I have extra time, which I rarely do. Okay. Habit number two, the Pomodoro technique. You probably have heard about this. Basically, it's 25 minutes of work followed by a 5 minute break traditionally. I do it a little bit differently. I do a 50 minutes of focused work and then a 10 minute break because it's important to take short breaks. I have a link to an article on Buffer that talks about the science behind taking breaks at work. It's on my post for today on Mom in the City. Number three, the habit of themed work days. I like to have structure to my week, so I plan out my work week in relationship to the days of the week. Mondays are money Mondays, Tuesdays are t-shirt Tuesdays when I do designs for my t-shirt business. Wednesdays are whatever Wednesdays when I work on whatever my special project for the quarter is. And Thursdays are recipe Thursdays where I create recipes for my Easy Soul Food recipe blog. And Fridays are follow-up Fridays when I do whatever has been left over from the week, emails, social media, whatever that I haven't had a chance to get to. So I plan that way naturally, so it was great to learn that several business leaders, including Twitter founder Jack Dorsey, they also follow the same method in order to stay focused and avoid distractions. And habit number four, the habit of taking work notes. Basically, what that means is that you take note of things as they happen in your work life. Some of the things that I take note of are like, who are the people that I work with who bring me joy? Or what are the things that I do work-wise that brings me joy, and vice versa? And I also keep note of time discrepancies, what amount of time I think something will take in comparison to the actual amount of time it took. In any event, I hope that these habits are helpful. You can read about them more in depth on my blog post for the day, a mom in the city, and I hope that you have a wonderful, productive 2018.